It was last Tuesday or Wednesday, Joe Hildebrand, who's an absolutely sensational bloke. He was on Studio 10 on the set, and Joe announced this.
I do have some news. I wanted to say it here and tell you guys and everyone at home first before you saw it or heard it anywhere else. I am leaving Studio 10.
And Joe did on Friday along with Kerri-Anne Kenley. He joins us this morning. He's an absolute champion. Joe, good morning, mate.
G'day, Joe.
Hi, legends. How are you?
How are you, mate? You seem happy.
Can I just say thank you for cutting out the bit where I'm crying and the bit where Sarah says, you need to wipe your nose now.
Yeah, it was a long edit.
That's very generous. I'm pretty sure the Daily Mail wasn't as kind.
Oh, no. They ran the full video. Yeah. They wanted to use that as clickbait, Joe.
That's exactly right. I must say, I really appreciated Australian media diversity in the coverage of me leaving. I think, news.com said, an emotional farewell. The various other news sites, Media Week said it's understood Joe's moving. On Umbrella says, yeah, Joe's decided to move on, blah, 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 blah. And the Daily Mail just had boned.
Little did they know that your snowboard was strapped to the roof of your car out front, ready to go.
Now that's a news site.
Boned. Hey, Joe, how was Friday, mate? Because it was Kerri-Anne Kenley's last day as well.
It was indeed. Yeah. So it was, it was emotional. To be honest, it wasn't as emotional as when I told people I was going. I sort of made the decision. Look, it was a long and torturous process, and I was chatting to the bosses about what my new role would be and how we'd sort of make it work. And we just sort of couldn't really get to anything where I thought it would be a good idea, to be honest. So I'd kind of made the decision for a while and told only people very, very close to me. And I actually, believe it or not, I actually told the bosses at 10, wanted to have a meeting with me, and that was after the show on one Monday, I think, a couple of weeks ago. And I said, I guess we all know why I'm here, and I thought I'd tell you I've decided to leave. And the boss said, oh no, that's not what this meeting is about at all. And I went, oh, all right then. Well,
that's out of the bag.
Too soon.
And they said, yeah. And they said, oh no, we didn't want to have that meeting till next week. I guess you know my answer.
We do now. Mate, so where to from here with you? Because we know you work, you write for news.com.au.
We're staying for an exclusive, so just anything you can do.
Yes, yeah. 8 months, we haven't had any exclusive whatsoever.
That's exactly right, yeah. So, look, I've still got the warm bosom of the Murdoch Empire cradling me and nurturing me and giving me sustaining life. Mm. So I'm doing that still. I'm doing a bit more stuff for... And the Daily Telegraph as well, and I'm writing for them. I'm writing. Oh, I've got a. I tell you what, he's really good. I've got a great piece coming up in Stella magazine. I think it's this Sunday. But I'm chatting to Adam Goods again, who is
right.
Something of an old mate. Well, I think we're friends. He just thinks I'm another interview he has to do. But we do heaps of work together. He's really big on Indigenous literacy and getting little kids into preschool nice and early, making sure they have the same capacity to read and everything when they hit primary school as everyone else. Yep. And that is a big thing for me, big thing for him. So I'm interviewing him about that. And,
yep.
All that lovely, noble and worthy stuff. My political podcast about Donald Trump, I'm usually more professional, which is just me and Sam Dastyari. Could you imagine?
Two
more highly distinguished individuals. and Alice Workman trying to sort of moderate us. We just shoot the I can't say the next word. Just talk about US politics and Trump and
I hope down, your guest so. One of your guests is John Barilaro. I really do.
Mate, how good is he? John, he is just the gift that keeps on giving.
John Barilaro is there calling him now. So
he's amazing. I just love this guy. Right. I am going to take a stand on this. The people of the bush are fed up. They've had enough. And unless you give us everything you want, we're going to walk. And then guys goes, well, if you walk, then I'm taking away your ministries. I'm prepared to compromise.
Mate, We're talking to Adam Crouch, our state member for Terrigal, about that after 8:30 this morning.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
I heard, Joe, correct me if I'm wrong, that Joe Hildebrand could be very soon the new carpenter on Better Homes and Gardens. Just hang on. Confirm or deny, Mr. Hildebrand.
Well, it's interesting you should say that, because as you were having your very illuminating conversation about potato growing, not to mention the tomato cultivation that we all did as a youth, but I'm actually literally, as you were saying that, I was sitting here, standing here, watching a patch of spring onions come up from the ground, because you do the same thing as the potatoes. You can cut off the ends of your spring onions or shallots if you want to get European.
Indeed.
If you're into three ways. And you plant the end of the shallots in the ground and they just grow up like the potato, except, well, the potato doesn't really grow up. It just stands down there. So
hello.
You might suggest that so you know, people said there'd be nothing for me after Studio 10. And yet here I am, day one, literally watching grass grow.
Yep.
And even worse than that, talking to Rob and I. It just
I'm going to call Graham Ross.
Never been more fulfilling.
Right, well, listen, we'll call you on another date and see how those spring onions are going. But it's always a pleasure, mate. It's so good to chat to you,
yeah,
mate.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Always a pleasure. I'll see you around the traps. There'll be plenty of other stuff coming up, but I can't really talk about it.
All right then, Joe Hildebrand.
Good one, Joe.
Thanks for that,
awesome,
buddy.
Legends. Take care, mate.
Joe Hildebrand, who's just finished Studio 10.